Final hour on this Friday, next man up, 102.5, the game. Jay Kleiman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Vandy taking on Missouri tomorrow. Top 15 matchup. College game day is in town.
Breaking news.
Oh, we have breaking news?
Peter Herbstreit has touched down on Wyatt Lawn.
Wow. Peter Herbstreit is on site over there on Vanderbilt's campus.
Star of the show. We tried to have him on today, but
much easier for him this week. Well, I guess they flew back from L.A. last night.
Yeah, but he can stay home this week.
Right. That's true. Kirk gets to, well, I guess he'll be flying
He'll be flying, but.
Right, but busy, but at least part of Kirk Herbstreit's itinerary is in his home city.
College
here
football's
in Nashville.
Goodest boy.
Vandy and Missouri, top 15 matchup inside First Bank Stadium on West End tomorrow. 2:30 kick, 1 o'clock pregame right here on 102.5 The Game and on 94.9 The Fan. And also coming up after us, live from Party Foul. Chasing Big Joe, so make sure to keep it right here. Chasing Big Joe and DVD will be live from the new Party Foul in Midtown, getting ready.
I love Party
for the
Foul.
Big game. It's fun.
Chicken
it's,
and beignet.
The chicken and beignet is good. I love the half bird. I'm a big fan.
Are you a spice guy?
I'll go medium.
Yeah.
Anything above medium is like it stops being fun.
I'm a coward when it comes.
You
to
go
this.
You go mild.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. I would rather have it taste like not be miserable and have a little less spice. But I'm usually
that's where the sweet tea comes in.
Yeah, I'm a medium guy.
Yeah,
but I haven't been to Party Foul in a little bit.
No, I haven't either.
Now that the new one is open in Midtown, I might have to check it out.
Yeah, me too.
615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to text or call. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We will also give our Monday headlines coming up at 11:30, predicting what we think is going to happen this weekend. But the Commodores looking to move to 7-1 with a win over 15th-ranked Missouri tomorrow. How do we feel the doors stack up against this team? You've got a backfield. Very talented runners. Bo Prabula at quarterback, Ahmad Hardy at running back. Mm. But Vandy's offense, when they play the game the way they want to, as they did against a great LSU defense last week, they're able to put up some points. Do we think Vandy can outscore Missouri and get themselves another ranked win?
Absolutely, I do. I think they're a good team, but I think they're among the overrated teams in the SEC, for lack of a better term. I think Bo Prabula, their quarterback, is maybe the most overrated quarterback
really?
In the SEC, not named Arch Manning. He is... I don't want to say he's not good, but he's struggles in a lot of areas. Like, I think Pavia is miles better than him, and I say this from an unbiased standpoint. So I think if you can contain Bo Prabula and limit the run game, Ahmad Hardy's probably the best running back in the SEC, if you had to ask me. I think if you can limit their skill on offense, then your offense should be able to take control of that game. Similar to LSU last week,
yeah.
You can limit that skill on offense, and they did. I think the Vanderbilt offense can take control, and Pavi is playing on a Heisman level right now.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any denying that. I think he has a case, if the season ended today, to end up in New York and possibly hoist that trophy.
I think he would definitely be in New York if the season ended today. Would he win it? Probably
we
not.
We got a lot of football
but
to
we
play.
We got 5-plus games left for all of these candidates. So
I it's funny. I heard you and Corey talking about this the other day. The people that vote –
before
week
the
11.
Season's over.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, you have to let it finish.
Right.
But as of right now, Diego Pavia is playing on a Heisman level. So I think if he continues that this week, look, he's finds the end zone, regardless of how he does it, whether that's passing, whether that's taking off with his legs.
Yeah.
He just finds the end zone. He has a nose for it. So I think if he can continue that today and keep playing the way that he's playing, and there's a reason game day is here in Nashville.
Right.
If Vanderbilt as a whole plays the way that they're supposed to play, I think they win pretty handedly.
Yeah, I think Vandy's the better team. I think they have the better quarterback. If this comes down to one drive at the end of the game from one of these quarterbacks, I would take Pavi over Prabula any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure you stop the run, because Prabula, I mean, especially when he was at Penn State, more of a runner than a thrower. I think he's developed the other part of his game. But Hardy has been one of the better running backs in the country, although as he's played better competition, those stats have started to diminish a little
That's
bit.
Another thing. I think Vanderbilt has played tougher competition than Missouri has.
I agree.
Even in SEC play. I mean, both have played Alabama.
Both have played South Carolina.
Both have played South Carolina, but LSU just came off a win over, or I'm sorry, Vanderbilt just came off a win over LSU. Missouri last week, who did they
went to overtime with Auburn.
Yeah.
Who's winless in the
winless
SEC.
Winless in the SEC, right. So I think, and even in non-conference, not that either team has played steep competition. But
right, but I mean, Vandy at least went on the road to Virginia Tech. Missouri played
UMass,
and God, who was the other one? But they didn't go on the road until last week, I think. I think last week was their first road game of the season.
Yeah.
So, you know, would it shock me if Missouri wins this game? No, because they're a top 15 team for a reason. Eli Drinkwitz, as much as he is kind of corny,
Dorkwitz.
As corny as he may be, he has built that program up to a point where you can't look past them at any point. But I think Vandy is in a good spot the way this lines up on paper. You got to go play the game.
I'll tell you another factor that it's up to you, the people, to decide. Pack First Bank.
Right.
Loaded. I know it's sold out, I think.
It is sold out. From what I've seen. I think the cheapest tickets out there are $250 minimum.
Pack the bank, man.
I mean, it's going to be packed.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for most people.
Yeah.
Game day being in town. You're in a top 15 matchup. Vanderbilt's a top 10 team in the country for the first time since the 40s.
Yep.
So take advantage. Go pack that stadium. Create an environment that no team can walk out alive from.
Yeah. And Vandy's been good at home. They haven't lost at home this year. Obviously, their only loss came at Alabama. And last year, they did lose three games at home late in the year, but this was after Diego Pavia had gotten hurt, and he was planting. I mean, South Carolina won 28-7. The Texas game was decided by a field goal. And then Tennessee, Vandy was up 14-0 in that game before Tennessee roared back. Nico, probably his best game as a Vol. It's been a tough place to go and win. And, you know, Nick Saban said the only place that's not hard to play in the SEC is Vanderbilt. That has not been the case.
Stick it to him. He's there for a reason.
Yeah, he's going to be in Nashville. He probably already is in Nashville. And Vandy with an opportunity to put a pretty good product on the field in front of what I'm sure is going to be a good crowd. Missouri fans, I'm sure there will be Missouri fans in town.
I mean, people are always going
to
travel.
Right, people are going to travel to come to Nashville. But I would expect it to be 80%. Vanderbilt fans tomorrow, and you got to make yourself heard.
Yeah, it's going to be all black and gold, I'll tell you that much.
It will be all black and gold, yeah.
Just astute, a different...
astute analysis from Connor Newton.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm hoping that the unathletic will hire me.
Chris in Nashville says Missouri had the ball with a chance to beat Bama. Pavia choked against Bama. I mean, that one of those games was in Columbia, one was in Tuscaloosa. Not saying Pavia didn't play very well in that game, but the transitive property does not always work in college football. Saying that, oh, Missouri was close against Bama, Vandy lost by 16.
No, it's not a fair comparison.
Chris in Nashville says LSU sucks. Well, they didn't suck before Vandy beat them last week. So
are they an underwhelming team? Absolutely.
Right.
But look at the matchup and how it resulted. LSU was a top 15 team. They came to your town.
They're a top 10 team.
Top 10, yeah, you're right. They're still ranked, as a matter of fact.
They're 20th, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, before that game, a lot of people were picking LSU to win, myself included.
It's funny, the narrative. Every time Vandy beats someone, all of a sudden they suck.
I think that's just the opposite of what the other team in state does.
Right.
Anytime that team loses, they suck anyway, so... You know,
Ricky asks, was it 80% Vandy against LSU? No, because LSU has a much larger fan base that travels better than any program in the country. Yeah, so no, it wasn't 80% Vandy, but it will be, I would guess, 80% against Missouri.
LSU fans had their tickets in June when the schedule was announced.
It's just funny. It's like the people who don't believe in Vandy, there's just nothing you can do to change their mind. I was called crazy for saying Vandy could win 8 games this year at the beginning of the season.
I don't think you're crazy. I think they can win 10 at minimum.
At the beginning of the year, I said, I think 8-4 is a realistic goal for Vanderbilt. And everybody said, there's no way they even get bowl eligible with that schedule. Well, guess what?
They're bowl eligible.
They're bowl eligible already. And they're going to be favored in at least 3 of their last 5 games. So take with that what you will. The people who don't believe in Vanderbilt are going to just never believe in Vanderbilt. Most of them are Vols fans, I would assume. But guess who's ranked higher? right now between Vandy and Tennessee.
You know, there I'm you go.
Putting it out
there. There you go. Black and gold lineman coming out.
Okay.
There
he is.
No, it's just, it's frustrating. It's like, what does Vandy have to do to prove it to you? Like, they're a top 10 team in the country right now for a reason.
I mean, look, I'm not a fan of either program, but I see Vanderbilt for what they are, and that is a top 10 team in the nation right now.
Right. And
they have proven that on every facet of the game.
You know what? And if they fold down the stretch, then people will come after me and say, you know, you overhype them. But
they're two wins away from your prediction, by the way.
Right. But guess what? Based on what we've seen, this team doesn't look like it's going to fold. And
yeah, I mean, they're college football playoff contenders for a reason right now.
And we'll talk about that coming up next. 615-737-1025 is the phone number right now. Vandy, 6-1. You think 10 wins is what it takes to get to the college football playoff? This game is uber important tomorrow, trying to get to that 10-win mark. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly with you on this Friday morning. Next man up, 1025 the game.
There we go.
He got it in. He got it in.
I wanted no tears left to cry, but this will do. If you would have played that one from the beginning, I would have sang it.
There's still time.
Oh, there's still time. You still got 30 minutes.
Next man up, 1025 the game. Getting all the great music in here. Parker has done a great job this week from Throwback Wednesday to TD Thursdays and now White Girl Fridays.
Hey, I got TD feeling some type
Corey,
of way. Yesterday.
Corey has claimed Throwback Thursday or Wednesdays.
Yeah.
That's good.
Pretty much like 80s, 90s music exclusively.
That is so Corey Curtis.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. Except for there was one song that Parker played that he did not like.
Oh, he was not a fan.
Yeah, he was
it.
Not
I
a fan.
I don't even remember what the song
was.
Yeah,
I forget what it was too. But anyway, 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We got a little worked up there about the Vandy disrespect going on. But Vandy, you know, people can disrespect them as much as they want. They have their destiny in front of them to make the college football playoff.
Absolutely.
You win 4 out of 5. It's almost certain you're going to be in the playoff. You know, I'm sure there's a scenario where you end up with 6-10-2 teams in the SEC, and at that point somebody has to get left out. But I think 10-2 makes you feel very good that you're going to be in the playoff. So Vanderbilt tomorrow, you're favored against Missouri. If you take care of business at home, you're 7-1. All you have to do at that point is take 3 out of 4 against a Texas team that has sputtered. Easier said than done. Again, it's in Austin.
Yeah.
Texas is still very talented.
They're beatable.
But they are beatable.
Mm-hmm.
You got Auburn and Kentucky, the two winless
teams
in the SEC.
Good luck getting out alive in that one, pal.
Both coming here. So, and then you've got Tennessee on the road. And I don't think Vanderbilt would be favored against Tennessee in that game. You know, Neyland,
I would probably pick Tennessee to win that.
Neyland's a tough place to go play. And that is still a very talented Vols team who very well could be playing for their college football playoff lives.
And very clearly, a rivalry. Based on the text we're receiving.
Yes. And I think for Vanderbilt, it's one of those things where, you know, there are no moral victories. They want to make the playoff. But just the idea of saying you're going to go to Neyland Stadium 9-2, and if you win, you get a spot in the college football playoff. Like, that is, I think everybody on West End, everybody in that building would have taken that. Now, you want to go win the game, but just getting that opportunity, I think, shows you the growth of this program over the last two seasons.
But this program wouldn't take that. Listen to what they said before the season started at Media Days. Diego Pavia is wanting a national championship. And look, we can look at this and say, well, he's just talking, and maybe that's true. But I think it kind of shows you the mentality that that program has. They think that they have taken the next step into becoming a national contender. And so far this season, they're proving themselves right.
Yep. And I think they've at least proven that you can't laugh at Vandy anymore. You got to respect Vandy.
And there's a reason. Look, last year when they clinched bowl eligibility, it was a party in the locker room. They made T-shirts. It was a whole thing. That didn't happen this year.
No. Last year, they wanted to be bowl eligible. I mean, coming off of a season when you lost your last 10 games, that is a lofty goal to go from 2-10 to 6-6 in 1 year, and they did it. Maybe even loftier to go from 6-6, 7-6 to the playoffs in 1 year.
Yeah.
And as of now, they are on track to do it. If the season ended right now, they would be a playoff team. And this is a big win. This would be a huge win for Vandy to get this one. And I think you can kind of take a sigh of relief if you get through this one. Not to, like, take your foot off the gas, but, like,
it eases up.
You start to feel like you've got some cushion, right? And I'm excited to see what happens tomorrow because Missouri's a good team, but it's at home, and you're ranked higher. You should win this game.
I will be absolutely locked in on the drive down to Lexington.
Yep. Yep.
We're up. They're above us.
I'll be up there in the booth, and
that's where
we'll
sign comes from.
Yeah.
The Kentucky-Tennessee sign, and it says always on top. That's where that comes
from. Very true. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Let's go to our text line quickly. Nevada Josh says, can you imagine Tennessee has to win in order to make the playoffs over Vandy? When has that ever happened? Last year, actually. If they had lost that game, they might have been out. But
yeah.
But
in terms of, we thought they would because they ran the opening kickoff back.
Right, and then got a fumble and scored again. It was 14-0. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in terms of Vandy on the other side also having a ton to play for, I don't know if that's ever happened. Of, hey, postseason berths are on the line in that game between Tennessee and Vanderbilt.
If you were to ask me right now what I think will happen, and look, I to use a Joe quote, I'm wrong all the time, so this is probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
I think they win out until they get to Neyland. I think they end 10-2. I think they make the college football.
I mean, if you can win out and get to Neyland at 10-1.
I mean, good luck getting away from Kentucky, man. They're a tough... Tough team.
They're a tough out. They almost took down Texas last week. Preseason number one went into Lexington and barely got out alive.
That's right. Another orange team coming into Lexington this week. We'll see if they can make it out alive.
615-737-1025. Let's go to our phone lines. Bob is on the line wanting to chime in. Bob, appreciate you calling. What you got for us today?
Hey, Bruno. I really enjoyed watching you play at Vandy. I'll be there tomorrow. I'm looking for a dogfight. I think it's going to be just a tough game. Got a question. If Diego moves on, which he says he will, does Vandy hit the portal? I mean, we got a ton of quarterbacks. We've recruited some good quarterbacks. The next thing, I coached with a fella that coached you in the shot put up at Clarksville High, Ryan Sexton. And then I'm heading up there tonight. I think I'm going to go watch Clarksville and Antioch and check out this quarterback DeAndre Adams from up there. What's your take on tonight's game? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Bob. Bruno Reagan, very talented. He's not on the show, but I've worked with Bruno before on some of the MyTV30 games, and he does a great job. Former Clarksville alum, former Vanderbilt offensive lineman.
Is he calling you Bruno or me Bruno?
I think you.
Do I look like him?
Maybe a little bit.
Let's see.
Bruno Reagan, very good at being a broadcaster and obviously a former Vanderbilt offensive lineman. Andre Adams for Antioch, he has been awesome. And Vanderbilt in on him. Also, Jared Curtis, 5-star quarterback out of Nashville Christian, going to be on campus this weekend as well for the Missouri game. So
I do not look like Bruno Reagan.
Hey, it's not an insult.
No, I don't take it as an insult.
Yeah.
But I can give you a take on Andre Adams.
Yeah, go ahead.
I cover high school.
Yes, you do.
Andre Adams is a top three quarterback in this state.
He's
getting a lot of looks. He's been Vanderbilt's guy for a while, but he's getting national looks now from Alabama and Oregon and Georgia and places like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if he strays away from the Nashville area just because of the outlook he's getting. I mean, look, this guy he set the All-state record this season for passing yards in a game with over 700. In the FRA game a couple weeks ago, he accounted for 8 total touchdowns. So I wouldn't be surprised if he strays outside the Nashville area. As far as Jared Curtis, I don't think he's going to flip to Vanderbilt either. But it is exciting that you have arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the entire country visiting your game this weekend on a national stage. Slate. So
the more you get into these conversations with top recruits, you may not win all of them, but getting into these conversations, you're going to get more players and better players. So that it's important for Clark Lee and Barton Simmons over there on West End. But I do think Bob's question was, do you think they go to the portal to try and replace Diego Pavia? I would guess yes.
Yeah.
I think they need, they do have a couple of quarterbacks committed right now who I think they believe in for the future. They're recruiting Curtis and Adams and others for the next couple of years. But I do think they need a stopgap, and I think you probably go to the portal and try and find that this year who can be your starting quarterback for 2026, maybe 2027 if they have a couple years of eligibility, and then you can develop those high school guys to be the future of this program.
Yeah, no, you, unless you have a Jared Curtis, who is probably plug and play, similar to Bryce Underwood, right? A guy that you think is super, super talented. You don't want to waste any time, so you throw him in under center as a true freshman. Unless you have a guy like that, I would look in the portal, see if you can find a veteran guy from maybe a G5, or maybe you get lucky and some big-time SEC quarterback decides they want to come here. I would look for some veteran presence before you throw a young guy out there under center.
Yeah, we've seen plenty of talented quarterbacks hit the portal over the last couple of years. I think Vandy likely looks for one of those as their Diego Pavia replacement, at least for next year. But they are going hard after some of these top high school quarterbacks around here, and it's going to be interesting. Jared Curtis on campus. Again, he's committed to Georgia, so it would probably take a lot to get him to flip. But the fact that he's taking the visit shows you that Vanderbilt has entered a different stratosphere of the type of players that they can get.
They've got other visits, too. Amari Sanders from FRA is coming. He is an electric two-way player. I covered him last year when I was with FRA, and then I've been following him a lot this year simply because of, you know, the show. Last one tonight, by the way.
There you go.
Very sad.
Yeah, tune in.
Tune in. Myself and Nick Frazier will be on there. You got a lot of talent coming to visit Vanderbilt, and I think that's exciting if you're a Vandy fan, and even if you're in the front office, if you're in that program, it's exciting to see how far that program's come.
Yep, and we'll see. Maybe they can pull in some of these big name recruits from the Nashville area. Dustin from Hopkinsville asks, could they get the Indiana quarterback? And then says, fart them. UK go get the Indiana quarterback.
I think the NFL is.
I think the NFL might get first dibs on Fernando Mendoza based on the way he's playing right now.
I'm still lost on the whole Bruno Raikin thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Bruno's great. I like working with him.
Haven't had the pleasure.
He is not on the show today. Maybe at some point.
He'd be fun. Haven't had the pleasure.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. When we come back, it's 11:30 on a Friday. Let's try and predict what's going on over the weekend with our Monday headlines. I got some good ones. And did you see last weekend? I finally got one right.
I know you did.
I finally got one
right. I was mad at you for getting it.
Arizona State beat Texas Tech. Louisville beat Miami.
I was mad at you for getting that because L's down.
Right. But and I was one
proud of you, Jake.
I was one word away from going 2-for-2. I said Chimdike return touchdown. He did score. 615-737-1025. What's going to happen this weekend? You can get your Monday headlines in as well. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 the game.
Yeah.
Next man up, 1025 the game. Final half hour on this Friday. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly with you. I said Parker's playing good music, and we got Chris in Nashville saying, great music, LOL. I guess it's all subjective.
Hater!
It's all subjective.
It's good music to me.
Yeah, Chris is a D1 hater.
It's good music to me, and we're having fun with it. So
it's all subjective. Some people like that music. Some people don't. And that's why we mix it up on this show. You get different music, different days.
Yeah, it's not one of those things that you got to be in a mood for. Like, if you throw on white girl music, chances are... Could be in a good mood, be in a bad mood.
Yeah, right.
You could be sad. You could be happy. You'll feel good.
Yeah, it gets you going. 615-737-1025 is the phone number.
It helps me deliver when I'm on the air with
Yeah,
you.
There you go. It's, you know.
If we came in here and
we played. It gets you locked in.
If we played anything else, I wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, it's actually in Connor's contract for coming on the show on Fridays that those songs have to be played.
Thank you, Bruno.
Let's before we get to Monday headlines, I did want to mention Michaela Blake's going to be on game day tomorrow. I said it earlier this week. I like kind of just putting it out there, soft launch of like, should she be the guest picker if they wanted to go with a current Vanderbilt athlete?
Yeah.
I think maybe that's a little high because she is nationally known, but Nate Bargatze has a Netflix special and it's hosted SNL. So I get that. But she is going to appear on game day tomorrow, which is going to be awesome. She scoring 50 twice last year. She deserves all of the publicity and all of the attention getting ready for her sophomore season.
I can't wait to watch her play. I will definitely be in Memorial pitching some games with her.
And
with you on the call.
Yeah, and Vandy plays Kentucky twice this year, so you get to experience
I'll
that
be there.
Multiple times. Monday.
Claris track, baby.
I'll be in Memphis on Monday for the exhibition game, the Hoops for St. Jude tip-off classic. That is a 5:15 pregame, 5:30 tip on 94.9 The Fan.
So and you get to stick around and watch John Calipari.
Yeah, his return. So that'll be cool. And get a little tune-up in the exhibition against the Memphis Tigers. So
there you go.
All right, let's get to our Monday headlines. Anything that you think is going to happen this weekend, we're going to get to it now. And you can text in your answer, 615-737-1025. Let's start with the Titans. Then we'll get to our open-ended one, which can be just anything sports-related around the weekend. Do you have one ready for the Titans, Connor?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm going to go positive, actually.
Okay, I'm not.
I think Daniel Jones throws an interception.
See, I was kind of close on that. I almost thought about doing that.
I was
going to say pick six, actually.
Well, pick six is bold. I think just interception in general. The secondary is dwindled, but I could see like Xavier Woods maybe, or Amani Hooker, or maybe you have the Cinderella story of Jalen Armour Davis getting a pick. I think he turns over the ball in some fashion just to show us he's better.
Yeah.
He's not perfect.
Yeah.
Still a pumpkin.
I could see it. I almost thought about doing that and being positive, but I'm going negative. Jonathan Taylor runs for 200 yards on the Titans tomorrow or on Sunday.
I don't want to say it's a lock, but it's close to it.
That's what I'm going with no Jeffrey Simmons out on the field, most likely. We'll get official injury designations this afternoon, but I don't see it going well for the Titans, and I think Jonathan Taylor's going to be the main culprit. I'm going to pick Jonathan Taylor to hit two bills on Sunday against the Titans. Parker Kelly, what is your Titans Monday headline?
Titans are going to get splattered. Colts are going to cover the 14.5 spread. Daniel Jones throws three touchdowns.
Wow, so you're saying they're going to cover it. That's, I get it. It's bad, and the Colts have been really good. 14.5 is a big number, though. It is.
Yeah, that's
monster. It's a big number. We were talking with TD yesterday, and he brought up the largest spread in NFL history, 2013, Broncos and Jags. It was the 5-0 Broncos, 5-0 Jaguars, 28-point spread. The Jaguars did cover, though.
When was that?
2013. It was Manning's second year.
Okay. Manning versus Bortles.
Year before Bortles. This was the year they drafted Bortles after.
Was it Gabbert?
Chad Henne was the quarterback. We went and looked yesterday. I think Gabbert was still on the team, though.
Yeah.
So, not going to be pretty, but Connor does think they intercept Daniel Jones at the very least in that game. All right, let's go open-ended here. This can be college football, NFL, NHL, NBA, whatever you want. World Series is starting tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have another Monday headline for us, Connor?
Okay. All right, Dustin, hold my hand while we do this. Let's take the swing. Kentucky beats Tennessee close.
Wow.
It's my headgear pick.
Connor.
As I'm going.
Going full on Homer at the end.
Oh, I'll go Homer. I don't care.
I love it. I am going to go NFL. You got a big revenge game on Sunday night. Aaron Rodgers facing the Packers for the very first time. And I think Aaron Rodgers falls flat against his former team.
Oh, yeah.
He throws two picks, and I think Micah Parsons gets him a couple times on sacks, and the Steelers lose that game.
Not a revenge game for him, though.
Not a revenge game, and I don't think he's going to get his revenge. I think he's going to lose. Parker, what have you got as your open-ended Monday headline?
I'm going to go – see, I'm mulling over some college scores here. I'm going to go – Texas A&M is favored to beat LSU by 2.5 on the road in Death Valley. I'm going to say Texas A&M covers and beats LSU by at least a touchdown.
All right. So you got the Aggies on the road in Death Valley at night. Let's go to some of our listeners' Monday headlines. Gene from Spring Hill going to the rink. He goes, the Preds beat LA on Saturday, then get blown out by Dallas Sunday. And to be honest, I think that's a result that Preds fans might actually be able to be happy with, right? Like, you get 2 points this weekend against two really good teams in the Kings and the Stars. I don't think that would be horrible.
I'm being told something I don't know if I can read on the air.
I think you can say that.
Ricky's telling me to quit glazing.
Yeah, He says, stop glazing Kentucky. They lose by two scores.
I'm not glazing.
He's just being a homer, which we all do it sometimes.
But do you think I actually think they're going to go in and win this game? Absolutely not.
But you got to be optimistic.
But, yeah, I'm trying to rouse my fan base.
Dustin from Hopkinsville asks, if UK beats UT, does UT get eliminated indefinitely? I mean, I think there's still a scenario. Like, it wouldn't be 0.0% chance, but they would have to win out and get some help to get into the playoff at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it is going to be tough for a 9-3 at best team to make it into a playoff. We saw three SEC teams with that same record get snubbed last year. So
yeah. I think 9-3 is going to be hard to get into the playoff this year. Not impossible, but I think a loss to Kentucky would put Tennessee well on the outside looking in.
I am well aware of the kind of team Kentucky is. Trying to have a little fun here.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I would pick Tennessee not only to win but to cover, but, you know.
7.5-point spread.
It might be 8.5 now.
Yeah, has it gone up?
I think it might have gone up. Michael and Madison, single-digit Sunday. Vanderbilt ranked number 7. His program reaches its highest AP poll spot in school history, tying their rank from 1937. I like it. I like it. Let's see. Ryan in Florida. Jones throws fourth outer into Titans. I have no idea what that says. Ryan in Florida might be doing voice text, and it did not.
I thought you were going to say hardcore drugs, but.
Yeah, I think he might be doing voice to text because I. Dustin from Hopkinsville says, headline, Carly Ursay climbs into the stands kissing babies and shaking hands, up 40 at the half against the Titans.
Thank you, Carly.
Oof. That's rough. And let's do one more before we get to break here. You can continue to get these in. Monday headline, 615-737-1025. Matthew in Nashville says Luke Fickle finally gets fired after getting blown out by Oregon tomorrow. I don't hate that. I think Oregon's going to crush the Badgers. And I like this one. Beamer ball lives on again. The Gamecocks stun Alabama.
I don't know if
I believe it, but crazier things have happened.
It is in Columbia.
It is in Columbia. So, you know, crazier things have happened. I don't know if I'd expect it, but that's a good one from Matthew in Nashville. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We'll get to your phones and wrap up the show coming up next. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game.
Oh, my God, I love this song so much.
Next man up, 1025 The Game. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt grooving in the studio right now. Parker Kelly behind the glass. Wrapping up the show, Chase and Big Joe are coming up right after us, live from the new Party Foul in Midtown, getting ready for game day tomorrow on Wyatt Lawn on the campus of Vanderbilt. Commodores taking on Missouri in a top 15 matchup. You can listen in right here on 102.5 The Game and on 94.9 The Fan starting at 1.
I'm in such a good mood now. Oh, that was...
Yeah, isn't this just a great start to your day? You come in here?
That was everything I needed and more.
Let's go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Dustin from Hopkinsville has called in. Dustin, good morning. What you got for us today?
Big Blue Homerism. Let's hear it.
Hello. Oh, I've got your homerism. First, I got a Titans headline. Actually, it's more of an indie headline. Carly Ursay climbs the van, kissing babies, shaking hands, up by 40 at the half. All right. Hey, man. You UT fans need to chill out. Y'all just mad because y'all sisters want to kiss us and our sisters want to kiss us too. All right? Chill out.
Wow.
Hey, man, if there's one thing I know about Stoops, yeah, you spell his name Stoopid, but I'll take that man's defense any day. All he got to do is get to your quarterback, get in his head, and, buddy, it might be a three-point game at the half. I've been there, done that. I said it'd be a wayside. The UK games at Lexington. I love talking smack to you guys. Love giving it back. It's all fun and games. But, buddy, do not overlook. Cat.
Yes.
Thank you for the call,
Dustin. Will you be watching the Cats tonight versus Purdue?
I guess he
not. He hung up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cats in action tonight against Purdue.
And don't forget, tonight, massive ACC rivalry gone on for years.
Oh, yeah.
The Virginia Tech Hokies and the Cal Golden Bears.
I have my my picks for this week pulled up.
Oh, you
here.
Got them?
I'm taking the Calgarhythm.
Yeah, I probably will too.
I apologize for
make that
convenience.
Three.
Yeah.
Clean sweep across the board.
The Hokies are not.
Look, I have them highlighted in yellow, except for Kentucky. I have it in blue. The only reason I did it was because Christian does his own college game day every week.
Oh.
So I was the guest picker this
week. Gotcha. I love it.
That's. Full disclosure, I do not believe Kentucky's going to win this game. But can I just have a little bit of fun with it?
Yeah. I mean,
just be a little positive.
It's what we do as fans. You try and be as optimistic as possible, even if it borders on delusional at times.
Yeah. I'm not delusional. I'm just bored.
0943 says, I'm from Hopkinsville. I need to figure out who Dustin is. Maybe we need to set up whoever this texter is with Dustin. We got two Hopkinsville listeners over there.
Up in Maybe Kentucky. They're neighbors.
What? Yeah, what if they live right next to each other? I have no idea. Nevada Josh has a Monday headline. Titans shock Vegas with a win, and millions of people lose all of their money by going all in on the Colts. It does seem to happen when you get these big numbers in the NFL that it ends up going the other way. Like, and I'm not picking the Titans by any means. I would guess the Titans are going to lose by 20.
A lot easier to cover when you're favored by that much.
But
though.
Right, like it does seem like in the NFL when you get these 12, 13, 14 plus point spreads that it sometimes goes the other way. And we'll see. I'm
Dustin's providing his government name
Dustin
for us.
Dustin is doxing himself on the text line right now, sending in his name and his wife's name. If you can send the Social Security number, we'll be happy to read that
and
on
your
the
mother's
air
maiden name
to make
please
sure that 0943 can find you. What was your childhood pet's name?
That's such a tangent right here. Every time I ask Pete Weber for a station ID, he's like, sure, would you like my passport number too? Would you like my mother's maiden name?
Sonny on the text line says, Auburn loses to Arkansas in another creative and heartbreaking way, and Hugh Freeze is fired.
He's right.
Yeah,
this
that
is going to happen.
I was surprised to see Arkansas is favored, which, you know.
Really?
I was a little surprised to see that. It is in Fayetteville, but Arkansas is not very good either.
Yeah, but they have what Auburn doesn't have, and
that's an SEC win.
That and an offense.
Yeah, that is true.
Really good quarterback, too.
Yeah, Taylen Green's good. 9777 says the Titans only win if the Mafia is involved.
If we see any fake injuries go down on the field, you know why. They want that under to hit.
There you go. We're going to see, I would have said Calvin Ridley, but, you know, he's not going to be out there anyway.
T-Sweat's going down.
Jeremy in Clarksville says A&M defeats LSU by 20. Students help Brian Kelly lose his Southern accent.
Oh, we actually did get Dustin's mother's maiden name.
Dustin, again, that Social Security number.
That's all we need here. And your credit card information.
Dustin, we'll text all of this stuff to 0943, and you guys can link up somewhere.
What if we're trying to force friendships here. What if one day we force love across the text line?
Yeah, how funny would that be?
That'd be great.
Yeah, is that a new Netflix special?
Love on the text line?
Love is text line.
Sounds like such a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, you know what? Let's pitch that to Hallmark of to small town girl and big city man who meet on a radio text line at 102.5 The Game.
I volunteer to give the dating advice.
You don't want that from me.
Why not, Connor? Surely you could do it.
Well, maybe things will change in Lexington this weekend. Maybe I'll fall in love.
What a way to end the show on this Friday.
Love in Lexington.
You can tell when Connor's on here at the end of the week that we are...
That it's a Friday and we've just completely gone off the rails? Yeah. When I'm on the show on Fridays, it's like, kid.
And it's just
it.
Like, at this point, we're 14 hours and 45 minutes into radio for the week. It's like, we're just talking.
I mean, we're informative until about the last 30 minutes of our Friday show.
Yeah, yeah. This last segment, it always gets off the rails.
I mean, at this point, Chase, I say this jokingly, but anytime I'm on the air, it's like Chase just saying, here, damn.
Yeah. Pat McAfee, we were looking in studio that Pat McAfee is inside First Bank Stadium right now.
Speaking of people that got shows by here, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's pretty cool to see him. He's got the Huber Center in the background and all that. Going to be a fun weekend in Nashville. Nashville SC plays a playoff game tonight, correct?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, I know. We wish
Nick
we had
Frazier
Nick Frazier.
Comes
I'm like
a few minutes.
I'm like 90% sure they play the opening game against Nashville SC.
I'm pretty sure I just saw a Titans tweet on that saying good luck.
Good luck in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I want to check this. We've got like 10 seconds before we have, yes, tonight, 7 o'clock, Miami-Nashville SC. So good luck to the boys in gold. We got game day at Vanderbilt. Tomorrow, Vanderbilt and Missouri. Top 15 matchup in First Bank Stadium. We get to send it out to Midtown coming up next, just off West End.
Game Blitz tonight at 6.
Yes, Game Blitz tonight at 6 with Connor Newt, Nick Frazier, Christian Skelton. But Chase and Big Joe taking over from the new Party Foul coming up right after this. We'll talk to you on Monday here on 102.5 The Game.